This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you hate Detroit, if you have hate in your heart, let it out. 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Download the app. It's free. And then you go next to the Listen Live button. You listen live. And then you go to the microphone, which is next to the Listen Live button. You click on it. And it's the Coming In Hotline. And you leave your Coming In Hotline. It's fantastic. Keep it within 30 seconds.
It's some of the best ones at 9. We'll play them at 9.
Okay. 9 o'clock. Make sure you download that app. Mary Kay coming up in 20 minutes. Could Devontae Adams be coming to Cleveland? I don't think so, but she wrote about it, so we're going to ask her about that. And is Deshaun Watson, are we through the woods with Deshaun Watson? That all coming up. Speaking of, and a lot of people, by the way, I brought up pressure real quick. I brought up pressure about the Guardians at 7:20. One of the mentions I have, this is... from Martin McSports on Twitter. Twitter Reaction is brought to you by Shiba Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. There is no scenario where it would be okay for this Guardians team to lose to Detroit. It would be a massive failure and a waste of a season. Hell to the no. Strong words. That's tough talking from Martin McSports right there. Because I thought, man, I feel like there's more pressure on us now than there would have been had we played the Astros. Then if we win this series, I don't think there's, unless the Royals end up winning that series, it feels like there would be no pressure again. Like, if you play against the Yankees, I feel like we'd be playing with house money in some certain way.
Well, it's just weird because all year we were keeping tabs on, obviously, the Yankees, the Orioles, and then later in the year, the Houston Astros, right? Second half of the year, I should say. The Houston Astros. You know, we were not really thinking the AL Central was, you know, going to have this kind of success and then get into the playoffs, and two teams have already
advanced.
Especially
when we jumped on, I mean, they were down to an even and then back up to 7.5 games, I think.
Yeah.
Over the Royals. And the Tigers get in there at the very end of the season.
It creates a conundrum. Not a conundrum at all, but it creates a lot of pressure because I think of the calls. I think of the fans. I think of their reaction. And I desperately don't want to go down that road. And I just think for whatever reason we'd separate ourselves from it. We wouldn't have it. If we lost to the Royals in the next round in the ALCS, it'd be like, well, the wrong damn owner left. Like, that would probably be one of the conversations. But, you know, you lose to the Yankees, you lose to the Yankees, you'll see how it goes. Or if you lost in the World Series, that would be a totally different reason for devastation. I just don't want to deal with the same old, same old. I think it's been a great season. I think people have been, in a lot of ways, revitalized with their love of the Guardians. It's been a successful, wonderful season. If they lose to the Tigers, who are a young baseball team, it feels like, man, did they already skip you? Are we already being skipped? Are we in the middle here? What are we actually doing to improve on this? Where I'm like, well, we have Travis Bezzana in the farm system. He should be up sometime, according to Zach Meisel. Could be up by June of next year. I don't think I'm going to ask Todd Derry about
that
at
9. So you don't buy into...
I want to get into the actual rigmarole of the series.
That caller that called up earlier and was like, but guys, in the end, you can break all this down all you want. Baseball's a crapshoot. It is weird because we look at the sport.
We say that to ourselves to make ourselves feel better.
Well, we say it when we see the Dodgers lose in the first round. You know, how many years did they do that? And Clayton Kershaw and the struggles were like, the best team in baseball every year. One of the best records in baseball every year. And they don't advance. Just goes to show you, that's not that they're not built for the postseason. Well, it's that if you just go cold during the wrong part of the season. But we have to find ways to try to validate a season.
Well, we have this audio coming up here from Deshaun Watson, and I want to play that for everybody. But, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but look at the Houston Astros themselves. Their start was 7-19, and it was the fall of the Astros. Was it the fall of the Astros, or are they just a battle-tested team that has been through it, and they knew that they were playing in an AL West that still, even with the Texas Rangers, was still going to be sketchy at best? Because that's what it was. The Angels are terrible. The Athletics were terrible, and they were completely distracted the entire year for obvious reasons. The Rangers, maybe a hangover from last season, clearly. Seattle's going to be Seattle. They're going to be good, but how seriously are you going to take them? And then there was Houston. And at the end of the week, or the end of the season, Houston was able to take care of it. Now, if I look at what Houston is, Justin Verlander was left off the postseason roster. We're wondering about Alex Bregman's future there. Jose Altuve is still there. They're getting a little bit long in the tooth. Like the great dynasty in the American League may be coming to its end. That's a natural thing that might have happened. Where the Detroit Tigers, they're putting together their talent. They came together. I don't think it's a crapshoot that some of us make it out to be. Like, we didn't get here by accident. Jared Carrabas, I think that's how I pronounce his name. I'm sorry, the baseball analyst. Well, if the Guardians didn't play in the Central, like they started all that stuff again because the White Sox lost 121 games. Well, the White Sox had to lose to 121 teams somehow. So it doesn't matter what division you were going to put them in. How do they get to 121 losses to begin with? But with the Guardians, they were first off, they weren't very good against the White Sox. Second of all, they're playing in a very competitive division where all these teams are clearly very good baseball teams where 3 out of 4 are in the AL Central. So I think that that shows that they're battle-tested. Now, how do we get over the Tigers? Wasn't an accident. The bullpen was good. The closer's great. The lineup, a little bit up and down, but started out with a house of fire. So I don't think that we could just say, well, it's a crapshoot and throw up our arms. No, no.
But we do it for other teams. That's what I mean. We do it when we watch all of baseball.
We do.
We're like, oh, who got hot? Last year, the Rangers got hot. They won the World Series. Were they the best team all year? No, not even close. So we do attribute other teams to that. But when we look at our own team, we want pound of flesh, like if things don't go right in the playoffs. My guess is if we were to lose this series, it would be because our lineup is probably just not good enough, yeah. And we never had an ace this year.
I understand.
You know, that doesn't help. Like, the Tigers have an ace. We don't have an ace. We're going to be underdogs in those games. If we see Scooble twice, we're going to be underdogs.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dogs twice.
I can understand and respect the reality of the situation that if they were to lose the series, there's going to be people calling up and they're going to be mad and they're going to let it out about the Dolans and whatever. I can't run away from that. But I know that this has been a tremendous season so far, and I want to 100%. Keep it going, and I'm not ready for it to end. And I'm not ready for it to end. If it were to end, I'm not ready for it to end to the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
That's I'm with not you there. Where I want it to go. I would be crestfallen if they were to lose to the Tigers. So we played an open today, and we got right into the Guardians and Tigers at 6 o'clock, but I said, I want to hear that again. The leadership question was brought up to Deshaun Watson yesterday. I want you guys, we rarely do this, if ever. I want you to listen to this open again that Owen put together before the show this morning, because there's an Easter egg in here I need you guys to hear. Lima, turn up your headphones. Yeah, I know you always keep them low. Folks, turn up your radios a little bit and listen to this closely.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
That's what family do. We might go back and forth, but at the end of the day, like, we talk about it, we love each other, and we move on. And that's part of the game. That's part of this system. I think, you know, the media kind of blows it out of proportion, but it wasn't anything serious. That's why no one panicked. That's why you didn't see Kevin or Ken or any of the coaches try to do too much, because we know exactly what we need, and that's what we need. It's a player-led team. It's a player-led league, and it's only so much coaches can really do when it comes to that point. So players got to take over. Captains got to take over. And if we get on the same page, we can be special.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
First down, which seemed to be the easiest play call of a series. And you guys are like 3.2 yards per first down. What's going on with first down?
I don't know, man. That's a Kevin question. So, you know, you got to talk with the coordinators on that part. I'm just executing whatever it's called. If people think it's easier on first down, I think every down is hard. It's the NFL. So, you know, it just depends on what the defense is doing.
Focus is just playing better. Certainly that doesn't mean players play better. It means all of us have to do a better job. So I have to do a better job. Our offense coaches have to do a better job. Our offensive players have to do a better job. But that's all of us together. So that's really where our focus is.
This is Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
So that, oh, I put that together because I'm going, well, when he said that I'm player-led, I go, keep that for later in case there's somebody that needs to get thrown under the bus later on. And sure as hell, he goes, oh, I'll keep listening. And then you hear, well, that's a question for Kev. About the play call, the question, and averaging 3.2 yards a carry. Are they player-led? Because we know Kevin, we know this 5 years in. Kevin is not going to sit there and he's not going to run out there with them and lead them into battle against whatever team they play. Dan Campbell's that type of guy. A couple other guys are that type of guy. He is a manager of people. Kevin is. Are they player-led?
Yeah, I mean, I would say being the oldest team in the NFL, if you look at their starters, they've got a bunch of high-priced veterans. They've got a bunch of guys making top five money at their position across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And given that, you know, it's got to be the players. Like, you know, we could talk about coaching for building a culture. Stefanski did that. He built the culture. We don't have to do a daily, you know, recap on how's the culture today. Like, no, he built it up. We remember where the culture used to be. So that part of his business is over. Now it's up to, you know, getting on the same page with the players. I agree when I heard Deshaun Watson talk about that. Like, that, I don't know that they're on the same page. Like, that is something that they have to, you know, maybe retool. But, yeah, I mean, this needs to be. The players are going to be the ones to get them out of this. It's not going to be better play calling here and there. It's nothing to do with it. Like, we say all the time, play calling is so overrated. Where it's just, hey, if it's a good play call. If it's a bad play call. Like, that's the most fundamental, worthless analysis that you can get into.
Yeah, but
in
when
sports.
You brought up the decisions at the end of the first half, now that's the analysis there. That was true.
I absolutely had problems. That made no sense to me strategy wise. And normally, I think Stefanski's given you an edge when it comes to strategy. Mm-hmm. I think they do really smart things within the organization and working with their analytics mavens to come up with best practices. They didn't follow them there. That was just a breakdown altogether.
With the media overreaction comment, like, I could try to take that personally and say, well, the Cleveland media has been as positive about this team as I've seen them ever in an off season. Again, we're going to have Mary Kay at 8:20, and Mary Kay was very positive about the Browns going into this season. The other part of it is, how am I not supposed to overreact? As a member of the media, as a person who has passion about this team, you're 1-3 to start things off. You've been bad 3 out of 4 games. You were okay in the Jacksonville game. You were just recently good, and then you still lost that game. And you have either the most expensive offense of the NFL or one of the most expensive offenses in the NFL. How many guys do you have that are getting paid over $10 million? Is it 11 still?
Man.
You have 10 guys or 11 guys in double digits. I'm not supposed to overreact. I'm supposed to say everything's cool. You're 1-3. What are we saying about the Bengals right now? They're 1-3. They got the Ravens this week. The Ravens could bury them. 1-4 to start the year? You're not going to freak out? Our windows are very, 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 very tight windows to compete in. Where a lot of fans are sitting there going, Ken, I think the window might already be closed. Well, I can't sit there and fight you when they're 1-3. Mari Cooper's bobbling passes. Jerry Judy's your best wide receiver right now, and he's saying he's tired. I'm not supposed to overreact to something like that? I'm going to overreact to something like that as a fan and as a media guy. I'm going to do it. So are you player-led? Well, I can't prove that they're player-led right now. The closest thing to it was the fight that they had on the sidelines with him and DeJuan Jones, because we're going, there's definitely a pulse here between these guys that they got to get this thing going. But you're only going to prove that you're player-led through the future. The only thing that's going to happen is more evidence one way or the other. I hope they give evidence that they're player-led. Could they be adding more of those players?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.